I used to be an archivist at the Historical Society of Northern California. The society is in the basement of a building on Market Street, a basement whose generous toilet was always on the edge of overflowing and which had mice but not rats. The rooms were really designed to be storerooms. I had an office, by virtue of my seniority, which was just off the main workroom and 50 feet from the vault. The director's office was next door. She was off on maternity leave, so I was in charge. The carpet was thinly striped in maroon and beige, clotted with dust and crud and rusty staples. The walls between the offices and the vault didn't have any tops to them. You could bung a penny or a plastic clip right over them, and I have, late at night after everyone's gone home. Every day I felt the city's palpable weight. There was a 10-story building above us, sealing the daylight out like a stamp. But it felt sometimes like 50 stories, 100 stories. I would come out at night almost dazed that the city was so small. In my mind, it all grew to monstrous height above me, rootless and dazzling. The elevator dinged outside the archives door. Normally at that point, you heard an anxious hup, the sound of someone turning our gritty steel doorknob, unsure whether the archives can even be in here, in this vinegar-smelling hallway like a conduit for acid, like a long-abandoned part of the body. Elsie turned it with confidence, like staff. But when she was inside, her hands were hesitant, and she looked around the same way most people do at first, slow and wondering, with more up in the look than usual. Our ceiling's low, but people always do look up, as if they're worried about the weight of the city, too. It's hard to remember my first impressions of Elsie, who has become so familiar to me that those memories are all worn away like stones in a watery cave. First impressions are strange things. I believe in them the way I believe in fortune-telling. What, then, did she portend? I think she was all stiffness and solidity. A tall woman, big, in a stiff green velvet dress whose skirt stood out from her hips. Some big women are loose and soft, with a creamy invitingness. I mean not of attitude or personality, but a coincidence of how their body's built. Elsie's body was of denser stuff, and her face was matte and inexpressive, and her brown hair in a curly bob was very much done. I read her as about my age, 41, though I look much younger than I am, and it turned out that she looked a little older. Her fingernails were matte, too, kept short but manicured in black, and when her hand met mine, it was as if it had slipped beneath that painstakingly warmed skin and peeled it off. She was shaking raw muscle, and her hand was much colder than mine. Her shake was weak, her hands soft. Where had this jolt come from? This shot to the heart. I saw my little office through her polite eyes. The jar of bitten pencils, the trash can full of water-damaged folders. On the wall was a panel from an old exhibit. Blood, the last 100 years. A paragraph of absurdly somber text. Headlined, Vampirism, the Thirsty Sickness. I motioned her to the sofa, and all at once I was aware that it was the sofa where I slept. It seemed suddenly inappropriate, even with my nubbly electric blanket folded away and sitting on my piano keyboard, the cord still protruding down and plugged into the wall. I like things tidy and efficient, although I do very little with the time I save.